We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. According to dictionary.com, cancel culture is the popular practice of withdrawing support for public figures or companies after they've done something considered objectionable or offensive. Cancel culture is generally discussed as being performed on social media in the form of group shaming. On the line with me to discuss is Dr. Stephen Mintz, author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
Dr. Mintz, what are the pros and cons you see in the cancel culture behavior?
Well, I think the pros are it does try to hold people accountable for what they say and what they do, which I think is a good thing. We all need to consider the consequences of our actions before we say things we may regret. So I think that's the real plus of the cancel culture. The minus, of course, is it is, in a sense, violating free speech. After all, we should be able to say virtually anything we want to say, with certain limits, of course, on social media or elsewhere. Even though others agree with it, we should be able to say it and hopefully dialogue on differences of opinion, but the cancel culture tends to shut that down.
How has the woke movement impacted cancel culture?
Yeah, the woke movement is where people become aware of social and political issues that they might not have before. I think good examples are the Me Too movement and Black Lives Matter. And what they do is, if others are not sensitive to these woke issues, they can cancel them. So they can become part of the cancel culture based on their awareness of these issues that are important to them.
Is there a way to draw a line between accountability and cancel culture? Like, is there a difference between cancel culture and consequence culture?
Yeah, there's a bit of a difference between it. The consequence culture is you're actually going to have consequences of what you say. And that could be, for example, if a company does something that others disagree with, they might have people walking away from their product. That has happened before. And that would be a consequence of their action, whereas cancel culture is more of a social media type thing. You're called out on social media. You're pretty much disgraced, at least by the cancel culture group. So that would be the only line that I draw. But there's clearly similarities.
What event do you trace back to as the starting point of the cancel culture on a national scale?
That's a great question, and I don't know if there's one answer to it. The one that always sticks out in my mind, perhaps because I'm a football fan, is what happened with Kaepernick, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, where people will remember, I'm sure, he kneeled during the playing of the national anthem, and he did it at a time when virtually nobody else was doing it. Of course, we had all the social injustice issues in our streets that we were dealing with. And Colin Kaepernick was a pretty good quarterback for the 49ers. He took them to a Super Bowl. Yet, once he did that action, he was canceled. No longer had a job with the 49ers. They let him go. No other team would hire him as a quarterback, yet he's better than many of the quarterbacks in the NFL. So the point is, he was a flashpoint for the cancel culture. And certainly that's true in sports. I think the Me Too movement, the Black Lives Matter movement also are early illustrations of the cancel culture. But those are the ones that stick out most in my mind.
Do you think that whether or not someone agrees or disagrees with someone has an impact on how they feel about cancel culture?
Yeah, I think if you don't like the person and what they stand for, it just makes it more likely you're going to cancel them. So how you feel about the person and the company has a direct bearing on what you're going to do. You know, there was an interesting situation, I guess it was about a year and a half ago, I believe. I don't know if your listeners will remember, but a food products company called Goya, it's owned by Hispanic individuals, announced that they were going to donate a large quantity of food. And this was during the pandemic, the early stages of the pandemic. Now, there's an act that most people would praise, but in the next sentence, the CEO of the company said something praiseworthy about then former President Trump. And as soon as that happened, the cancel culture took over, and the fact that they were making this magnanimous donation of a lot of food free of charge got lost in the background because of what the statement was about former President Trump. So I'm not saying whether that was a right action or a wrong action. I'm just indicating how difficult these situations can really be. When you have this kind of a situation, it's almost like an ethical dilemma. Do we praise a company for doing good things, or do we cancel them because somebody high up in the company said something or did something we don't like? What I think should be done is there needs to be an open dialogue about these things. I think that's how we learn from the cancel culture. We make it a teachable moment if we discuss these things openly without any prejudice against one point of view or another, but seek to understand each other's points of view so that we could be a more civilized society, which I think has been lost over the last several years. So you get into these sticky situations where right and wrong are not that clear. And I suppose that's why the cancel culture is such a prominent issue in America today.
I'm speaking with Dr. Stephen Mintz, author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. Tell us more how we can create that open dialogue as opposed to just canceling something.
Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? And as a college professor, I have to look at my own profession, and we need to use the classroom as a learning environment, not trying to foster our opinion on students, which happens all too often. We need to open their minds to different points of view. And it could start even before college. There's no reason why even as early as elementary school, teachers can't discuss these issues with students rather than to indoctrinate them into one point of view or another. But we've become such a polarized country. You know, it's almost us against them. Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, that it just fuels the fire of this cancel culture. And I'm usually an optimist, but right now, at least, I don't see much changing, especially when our politics are so divided. We'll look at a nation and we look at people in Congress who don't necessarily do the right thing. They do what their party demands, because they're probably afraid of being canceled if they don't go along with the political theory of their party. So these are the role models that we're looking at in society, and it's not a positive role model of open speech. Free speech should be valued, not shut down, and with very few exceptions. You know, if you're going to say something from free speech that is harmful to others, that's another matter. We don't do that. But generally speaking, even if it's offensive comments, we would allow it based on the Free Speech Amendment.
Is the First Amendment in danger as a result of cancel culture and the power of social media?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. I think that's one of the things that's trying to be done by the cancel culture. Take away free speech. It's people who say that once you start saying these things that are offensive, whether it's a supporting statement about former President Trump or anything else, once you start saying these things, you lose your right to free speech, or you should be sanctioned for it. That's just not going to help us have a healthy society. and a good dialogue. So we need to find another way. We need to get together as a society, as a country, discuss these issues and come up with a better way of dealing with it, because it's just going to get worse and worse, and virtually every day we're going to hear about somebody being canceled for some reason or another.
You've written that cancel culture is alive and well in the workplace. How should a company handle situations that could end with an employee being canceled from their work culture?
Right. If you work for a company, take Facebook, Twitter, they're obviously in the news, especially with this cancel culture. And Facebook and Twitter have certain specific points of views that they adopt, and all workers know what they are. If you don't go along with them, you know, you could be canceled by Facebook or Twitter. You could be fired for that matter. So that's, you know, obviously not a healthy thing. So it can infect the workplace, as well as what I said before, when companies like Goya and other food companies and all other companies, when they take positions that are controversial, the cancel culture comes into the workplace as well. So you have it at both the company level and CEOs of the company, and you have it at the level of workers and whether they're supporting the prevailing political point of view or social point of view of the company that they work for. So it is infecting the workplace, I think, more and more. And one of the dangers I worry about is when somebody does get canceled, you know, we all don't have the same ability to deal with the after effects of being canceled. And what I'm talking about is you could be shunned from society. People could attack you on social media for your points of view once it's known. In other words, it can become a form of bullying. And bullying has mental health effects on individuals. So there's a lot of unintended consequences of this cancel culture. It really concerns me a lot.
Do you think it's a form of cancel culture to rename historical buildings in order to remove the stigma of what those names used to represent?
Yeah, that was talked about a lot a while ago, perhaps not so much in recent months and so. But, you know, the thing about that is we're applying standards of years and years and years ago, such as saying Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were slave owners. So anything about them should be canceled, including names of buildings, including monuments. And that overlooks all the good that they've done. So there should be a way of talking about the good, but pointing out the bad as well. In other words, making it a teachable moment. There was one example that I heard of a while back from the University of Missouri, where they did have a statue of Jefferson on their campus. I think Jefferson was a Missourian, and he was very well liked on campus. And the students complained because of the talking about owning slaves and that sort of thing. But the administration, somewhat surprising to me, did not give in to the student pressure and said, here's what we're going to do. We're not going to take down the statue of Jefferson. Instead, we're going to put up a plaque and talk about what he did, the good things and the questionable things. And people can walk by that monument, look at the plaque, and learn something about a man who was, for the most part, pretty well admired in American society.
So it all comes down to context.
Yes, it comes down to context, very much so. And context is all important in the cancel culture, that's right.
Was Dr. Seuss canceled?
Well, in a sense, yes, because there was a call for not buying his books for some of the things that he had said in his books, especially the earlier ones. So any attempt to shut down commerce for an individual because of what they said or did, especially when it's years ago when the environment in the United States was quite different, is, yeah, it's an attempt to be canceled. Now, I think it seems to me it's gone away a little bit, perhaps because Dr. Seuss has such a strong following, that may be part of it. But it's a good example of what can happen to even an individual who is very well liked in society, and all you have to do is one thing wrong, say one thing wrong, and it all changes on a dime.
So going back to your point about teachable moments, perhaps when reading one of those questionable books with our kids, you kind of point out to them why certain things are problematic.
Exactly. That's what should be. To me, that's what education is all about, opening up the minds of young people to different points of view. I mean, we talk about us getting together as a society, as a nation, with different cultures, different religions. And the cancel culture is anti this. This is saying we can't get together because you don't have the point of view that I have. So how are we going to deal with each other as one culture and not be prejudiced against each other when we're prejudiced against certain people's point of view? It's just not healthy.
I've been speaking with Dr. Stephen Mintz, author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. Is there anything else you want us to know?
Yeah, I just think as a society, we have to get back to certain core ethical values. That's why I wrote the book that you mentioned, because people don't necessarily agree on what ethics are. Some people think ethics are whatever they want to define them as. My ethics are my ethics, your ethics are your ethics, and a lot of people believe that. We call that ethical relativism. But in reality, there are core values, or at least there have been core values that have stood the test of time. Of course, the one that most people know is the golden rule. Treat others the way you wish to be treated. Now, nobody wishes to be canceled, I don't think, so why would you cancel anybody else? And the other things that I would make as a final point is we need to get back to things like kindness and empathy toward others, that we put ourselves in their position and try not to make them look bad, but become healthier people and make for a healthier society where we can all get along better. But in my mind, it starts with these core ethical values, and we're not talking enough about it today.
And tell us how we can get your book.
Well, I have a website. It's StephenMintzEthics.com, one word. My last name is spelled M-I-N-T-Z. So StephenMintzEthics.com. The book is on sale there. And, of course, it's on Amazon, paperback, or Kindle.
And your first name is Stephen with a V.
Correct. Thank you. Right.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.